There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Friday night, the best night of the week for Tech Vibe Radio. Audrey, we are back at Expedient's expanded data center in Nova Place.
Yeah, we sure are. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Happy to have them as great partners and happy to interview some great guests.
Without a doubt. And we're like jumping right into it because as part of our neighborhood tour, we want to talk to the places that are in the neighborhood, and one of them being the Priory.
I know.
And actually, my mind was kind of blown because as I said hello to John Grafter, who's part of the Priory, early on I was like, wait a second, oh my goodness, I almost forgot. It was more than 23, 24 years ago, I wrote a feature about them when I worked at Gateway Press. And I think it's so awesome that it's a quarter of a century later, and we're talking about the latest and greatest for the Priory. How cool is that?
Well, thanks. And, you know, I'm believe it or not, I'm only 40. So, I mean, I must have been about 15 when you did that story.
So. I was 20.
Don't laugh too hard.
I'm not laughing at all.
Thank you.
I love it, man. I think it's cool. So tell us about the Priory. I mean, you were like this jewel here in the North Side.
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story, actually, if I do say so. You know, we're a family-owned business. And here on the North Side, we have 3 core businesses.
Okay.
We've got our Priory Hotel.
Yes.
Which is 42 guest rooms. It had been a Benedictine monastery.
Right.
And then next door.
I have no idea.
Right, yeah, it was a monastery. And right next door, we have our Grand Hall, which is
really
restored.
Lovely.
That's what I wrote about, was the Grand Hall.
Right.
And, but we've had an event there.
We had an event at the Grand Hall many years ago. Yes.
You totally did.
Yeah, a couple times, actually. And they were really
great festival, right?
Exactly. And they were really neat events because the props and everything, and they were in the lighting.
It was a lot of fun.
I've never seen anything like it. I was actually just looking at the pictures today.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
cool.
Oddly enough, yeah.
And the third part is the...
So our third part is our bakery.
Yes.
Priory Fine Pastries is up on East Ohio Street. And it's commercial and retail bakery. And so we sell to the public out of a storefront, and then we do a lot of commercial accounts as well. So hotels and things of that nature.
I love it.
So yeah. And then we also have a couple of projects in the hopper. One, I'm a partner with October Development, which is a residential real estate developer here,
right,
to bring a new hotel online right up on East Ohio Street at the corner of Madison Avenue, right by the interchange with Interstate 279.
So
right.
Close to you, right?
Yes,
there.
It's only a couple blocks from.
Right,
from
I'm trying to picture it.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
So that'll be there, and that'll be a 96-room.
We need that. When we're in places like Nova Place here, and the people that are starting to come in and will be coming in as things just keep progressing.
And this is a locally owned company, right?
Yes. So it's October, and then we're in as partners, and we'll manage the place as well. And then we're redeveloping the building next door to it, which is a historic building.
Okay.
It used to be Working Man's Savings Bank, and then it was a Mellon Bank, and then it
Working Man's Savings Bank. I love that.
Then it became known as the Ark House, which was alcohol rehabilitation counseling.
Right.
And it was basically a place where people would get sentenced for alcohol-related crimes, DUI, and stuff like that. And they would have to stay there. So, but it's been empty for about 10 years. So we're redeveloping that into a new event space, and we're going to have a rooftop restaurant.
Jeez.
So it's going to be a neat thing.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, we're going to have to come over there and have
We got to check that out. That's going to be just fantastic.
So what are you seeing in the neighborhood in terms of the uptick?
Well, what we've been seeing is, on the residential side, a really good, strong progress, steady progress over the last 30 years. So we opened our Priory Hotel in 1986, and the streets that we were on, Presley and then Lockhart is the one on the other side, there were very few single-family homes at that point.
Right. Yeah,
they've been turned into either apartments or rooming houses.
Right.
And since that time, virtually all that housing stock has gone back to single-family home ownership, and a lot of these great, great Victorian-era homes have been restored.
Absolutely. So it's just major beautiful. Transformation.
Yeah. And then you're seeing new housing development. So where there were empty lots, people, well, like our partners, October Development, have come in and built new housing there. And so they're attracting people from the suburbs in, and the housing values have really gotten very strong here. So that's been the good part. The downside, I think, a little bit has been the commercial strip here in Deutschtown, East Ohio Street.
Right.
Needs some TLC.
Yeah.
We've got some great core businesses there.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's kind of like an appendage there. Yeah, it's kind of been left off, and something needs to come in there and kind of bring it in with the rest.
It needs to hit a tipping point.
Yeah.
Is really what it comes
down
to. And, you know, what we've seen over the last 10 years there is a little, you know, one step forward, one step back type thing. So we're kind of more treading water. So that's, you know, the sort of the downside of that, but I'm really, really optimistic about the future of the entire corridor here.
Well, how excited were you how excited were you when Nova Place opened up here to take Allegheny Center and really make it into a place that people want to come to?
Yeah, it's a game changer. I mean, the way I look at
is
the Nova Place is going to be, to our part of the north side here, Deutschtown and Allegheny Center, it's going to be what Bakery Square was to the East End.
Very good analogy, right.
It's the catalyst that really is going to attract people here. It gives them a reason to come down.
And let's not forget AHN.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I mean,
very good point.
AGH and AHN are building, you know, they've got the cancer center strategy, and there's a lot of really good things that are happening on that North Ave.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And City of Asylum.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of great assets here.
Mm-hmm.
There really are.
And the Mattress Factory. And,
yeah.
You start to spread it out. It's pretty incredible.
Well, if you think about it, the north side itself has, you know, I put us up against Oakland anytime for cultural amenities, if you think
about it. Without a doubt.
What's here.
Oh, right. Oakland is not a cultural amenity hub. I love Oakland. But it's not a cultural amenity hub.
Right. And you've got different jewels. I mean, man, you could spend 2-3 days just staying here on the north side as your destination if you were a tourist.
Just walk around checking it out.
Are you seeing more of that?
Yeah.
Are you seeing more of that now, really?
We've seen a huge uptick in traffic since. So I came in full-time to work at the Priory. As I mentioned, it's a family-owned business. I came in 2002, so just about 15 years ago. And
they kept you there.
And they kept it there. He's like, surprise, surprise.
Well, you know, once I got my mom out of the way,
I was pretty much
nobody to kick me out, right?
So, that's hilarious.
But yeah, we've seen this increase of leisure travel, and it's unbelievable.
That's fantastic. Great.
Pittsburgh's really become more of a destination. We see people from all over the world. It's great.
Definitely. So we've got about a minute or so left.
Sure.
So how do you guys work with Expedient?
So, well, Expedient, you know, we get to know these fellows from the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us, you know, we're not using their data service necessarily.
Right.
But they're good partners with us because,
great.
You know, we're always looking to, you know, if we're a place that can accommodate people that are coming out of town.
They got lots of folks coming here. And so they know you give them the best experience Pittsburgh has when they stay at the Priory and eat your baked goods. Come on.
Yeah, right.
I love your bakery. It's so awesome.
Yeah, eat more pastries.
Eat more pastries. That'd be my mantra for 2018.
That's our motto.
Eat more pastries. So people learn more about the Priory. Where can they go and check you out?
So number one website is www.thepriory.com.
Okay.
We've got all kinds of stuff on there. And we also have a real active Facebook page.
Very cool. John Graff, thanks for stopping out.
Well, great to meet you, too.
Yeah. Audrey, we are pumped to be bringing our show.
A great place.
Yeah, we should go there and check that out sometime.
We should.
Get some baked goods.
I'm
just saying, man. I'm down for some crawlers.
We get some good stuff today, too. So
absolutely.
Bacon and cheddar scones.
Ooh, even better yet. Now you're talking.
Mm.
We got a great show in front of us tonight. We have Opal Business Solutions stopping by. We have the Carnegie Science Center. No stranger to Tech 5 Radio right here on the north side. And, of course, our friends from Expedient will be stopping by to tell us more about this data center they got going on here, the expansion of it, and really all the cool services that Expedient has to offer. We get to have way too much fun hanging out here doing our show, Audrey.
Awesome.
I love it, man. I love it. So keep your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio coming from Expedient. Go to expedient.com to learn more about them. Go to pghtech.org to learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We love helping tech companies succeed since 1983. Good Lord, it's a long time. We love it. We love it. Follow us on Twitter, at PGH Tech. This is Jonathan Kirschning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We'll be right back after this quick break. I can't think of a better way to spend a Friday night than hanging out here at Expedient's Expanded Data Center at Nova Place. Way too much fun taking the show on the road. This is Jonathan Kirschning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, what do you like best about hanging out at the Expedient Data Center?
Well, first of all, it's a flashback for me.
Yeah.
It's like a flashback city here. Not that I was here at Expedient, but I'd been involved in this work before.
Exactly.
In previous life. So I love what they're doing. I love their build-out. I'm excited for them. I'm in the middle of the epicenter of what's happening here.
Absolutely. If you go to Expedient.
And providing the support that people need in tech to do their jobs, getting themselves closer to business. So I'm
exactly.
glad. So who do we have in the house?
Yeah. Scott Davidson.
Scott Davidson, Opal Business Solutions.
Very much. What is Opal Business Solutions? Give us a little elevator pitch. What's Opal all about?
Absolutely. Opal Business Solutions, we started it about, I want to say, 15, 16 years ago.
Okay.
And started it exclusively as a Dynamics GP, or Great Plains at the time, reseller.
Okay. We know Great Plains. Absolutely.
Nothing more fun than accounting software. But that was all we did to start out with. So just did a Dynamics GP, worked with a handful of clients, started with none, built up to one, two. And over the years, some of our clients said, hey, we have a server. Can you manage a server too? So we added some server guys, some networking, managed services.
Just kept seeing little opportunities, kept adding them on to provide, yeah.
Exactly. And the next thing they asked for was, well, we'd like to customize this. And I'm not a developer, more of an accounting background. So
right.
You know, brought in some development resources, and so now we do the managed services, we'll do hardware, we'll do still the GP, we do CRM, we'll do Microsoft across the board, reporting, Microsoft BI, custom development.
What do you not do? So you get to have a lot of fun then. You got something new to work on all the time, right?
It is new every day. It's always exciting. And every client's different. And so a lot of times we'll be working with a client and it's completely different than the way another client does it. So you always have to put on kind of a different approach to be able to jump into their shoes and figure out what's important to their business.
Right. Makes sense. Makes sense.
So what is it that propelled you to start this?
I actually worked for a different Microsoft GP partner prior to doing this, and it was 1997, so I've been doing this about 20 years. GP.
Fantastic. I love it. 2 decades.
Yeah, because exactly. Jonathan's been at the Tech Council for 2 decades.
That's right.
So it's a long haul.
It is.
Right.
And I just
so
saw a lot
decide,
of things
yeah.
that... Number one, the focus with the previous company and with a lot of companies is to go in and make the sale. You know, we want to make the sale,
right.
we want to get the software in.
Right.
And where I really saw the big breakdown was with the service side of it. So our business is extremely service focused.
Okay.
You know, we certainly would love to have new customers, but a lot of times we inherit customers that were sold a software. And it sold a bill of goods, and it didn't really work the way that they
And they're stuck
it.
With this
never
stuff,
exactly.
and they want
Here's
it to work.
Deal. Never
right.
does.
So we come in and
right.
we re-implement, and we'll
Which
put it in place.
Which makes them sad at first, right?
At first.
But you make them happy at the end.
We try to.
Right.
So, it sometimes can be a rough road. And
right.
they've been upset, they're mad, they're
right.
irritated.
They're confused.
But it's not the software. And mid-market software, and I'll tell a lot of clients, you know, they pretty much all do the same thing. So you have to really hone in on
the
what
service
it
is what you want makes to you stand out.
Right.
So
right.
if people are listening, what point are they at in their cycle or technology issues that they should reach out to you? So what is that critical point where you know that you're really a right fit for them?
Yeah. The number one thing that we see is that we'll start working with a client and they'll say, oh, well, we're already doing that and we have the spreadsheet. We take care of that matrix or that report, or we do this every day. We put it in this spreadsheet
okay.
and we email it to everybody. And you know, there's a better way to do that. So mid-market software is very customizable, and that information should be able to be put into the software, either integrated from other places or reporting from there, and automatically distributed and disseminated to people in the organization. So, you know, if you're looking at it for a spreadsheet every day, if someone's maintaining this spreadsheet every day, if you're putting some kind of, you know, hey, every time this happens, we go to our spreadsheet, we put it in our magic
right.
spreadsheet, we put deposits in this one, we put withdrawals
right.
over here, we put inventory or bill of materials, you should start looking to some kind of a mid-market package
so
to automate that.
So you have good expertise then in some of those back-end business processes.
Absolutely.
So the core of our team has accounting backgrounds. So we understand the accounting of how to do it.
Right. So they understand the workflows and the business process.
Right. And then we've worked with the software so long that we understand what the software capabilities are natively, what can be tweaked easily, what might need to be customized. And then we'll work all the way through. You know, we have certain public clients that they have very specific audit exceptions.
And
the software maybe doesn't do that, but we can take those back. We can build it in through development and make the software do that.
So are you seeing the trend that the software that you're supporting is becoming more customizable or less customizable in terms of when there's upgrades? Or are we still living in that world of here's what you buy, here's what you get, and you're going to have to customize it, and then there's a risk that when there's an upgrade, you've got to...
Without a doubt, it's so much more customizable now.
Is it?
GP is one that we focus on, but if you take a look at Dynamics... If you take a look at Dynamics CRM, CRM is pretty much anything relationship management.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be just
customer. It used to be like a sales and marketing tool.
That's correct. And it was very rigid in what it did and what it allowed you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now
the
customization tools are just incredible.
So do you see those companies getting better in terms of making sure that when people spend that amount of money and time customizing their apps, that when there's an upgrade, the likelihood of those customizations... hardened into the software?
That's one of the things that's so impressive to me, is that they're able to separate the customization logic out of the actual application.
So that's awesome.
And make it easy to upgrade, specifically like the CRM product. And doing it in a cloud, and you wonder how... In a cloud-based situation, can you...
That's what I was going to ask you about, is how everything's going to the cloud, and then the security that goes behind that as well. People, it's their secret sauce. All their financials are being handled. So it's a big responsibility you guys have to help people manage that stuff.
It is. And each organization's different, so sometimes they're not as critical when it comes to security.
Right.
But that factor is always there, and we have to build it to the organization.
Absolutely.
In terms of how broad of access they can have, and some people are more specific on what they can and can't do.
Very much so.
But it's definitely there. Security's come a long way. And being able to roll out customizations easily through secure delivery mechanisms and things like that.
I love it. So we've got a couple minutes left. We are talking to Scott Davidson from Opal Business Solutions. So what are you thinking about for 2018? I can't believe we're staring down the barrel of a new year. And as you mentioned before, your platforms are more flexible to develop from. Like, you must be paying attention to some crazy stuff out there. What are you thinking about for 2018 when it comes to tech and your clients' needs and all that kind of fun stuff?
What we really try to do is to work with clients to give them a very predictable service delivery method that we can incorporate across the board. So I mentioned we do some hardware, we do the software, we do GP, and we try to incorporate where it's going to be too difficult for them to go out and source all those different areas of expertise, and we try to really deliver a full package. And that's what we want to continue to do through 2018, is to deliver one package that we can size to each individual client, give them the applications that they need, and then to provide the services based on, from hardware to all the way through to software and whatever it is.
Absolutely. And real fast, your relationship with Expedient.
Expedient's been great.
Yeah.
We just had a major disaster. We had a different data center, Expedient. We already had contracted. We were able to roll over to them very quickly.
Nice.
They've done such a tremendous job of stepping up. You know, we had servers that crashed, and it was just really put us in a bad situation. So Expedient jumped in. We had things ready to go.
Yeah.
And then they just expedited it, and we were really able to
fantastic to
get up to speed very quickly.
How cool is that? So people want to learn more about Opal.
Great.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
Yeah,
we love being part with them. So if people want to learn more about Opal, where can they go and check you guys out?
Check us out at www.opalbiz.com. It's
OPALBIZ.com. Thank you.
Yep. Love it. So. Thank you so much, Scott.
Look forward to
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Very nice talking to you.
Very cool stuff. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
I'm from the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and we are bringing you this show from Expedient's Expanded Data Center here at Nova Place. We love taking the show on the road. More Tech Vibe Radio coming up after this quick break, I swear. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Go to Twitter, at pghtech. I just love Friday nights. It's the best night of the week. We get to talk to the coolest people, hang out at the coolest places.
Well, now we're going to get ready to talk about you know, someone who's helped change the face of the Carnegie Science Center.
Absolutely. On the north side, here with us at Expedience.
I keep forgetting that's considered the north side.
I know.
Yeah, we're considered the north side.
I know.
North side, north shore.
It's north shore,
it's just
yeah.
Me. Just being a loser.
Right.
I just didn't think
great.
Of that. I think it's awesome. I think the work that you're doing is incredible.
We do. We have Ann Mesger here from the Carnegie Science Center.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And you're no stranger to the show. We love having you stop by.
Well, I love to hang out with you guys, especially on a Friday night. There's all kinds of cool stuff going on at the Science Center.
Especially with Star Wars tonight, right?
Big
time Star Wars tonight.
It's debuting tonight.
Well, we had a couple shows
before. I thought it was until it got dark outside that they could bring out the lasers and stuff, right?
But it's all good. It's all good. It's in 3D with this amazing Dolby Atmos system, 45 speakers, and you consider that your typical Cineplex screen has 14 speakers and this is 45, so you can feel the sound. This is a universe that you want to visit, I promise you.
Very cool. I love
that. That is so fun. Maybe we should do like a private showing one day.
Why not?
Right?
I think we should. So, Ann, the last time we had you on the show, just recently, we were talking about the nominations for the Carnegie Science Awards that are happening in May. I know that the nominations are closed. I hope you got tons of nominations.
We got lots of nominations. We have so many tremendous, tremendous people to sort through as our committees sort through and try to figure out who the winners are for 2018.
And you guys are more than 20 years into honoring like the best and brightest minds when it comes to education and technology and entrepreneurship, all that stuff that's making Pittsburgh great.
That's exactly right, and we love it. And the thing that we really love about our awards program is that in addition to honoring adults and companies, we're honoring teachers and kids.
I know, I love that.
Exactly.
I love those stories that you do about teachers. I mean, teachers are the heroes.
That's right.
They are the catalyst. I just finished speaking to a bunch of high school students, young women, and talking to them. And, you know, it always shocks me how underappreciated and how intense that work is.
I think
you've been able to translate that in science in particular.
Well, teachers are our heroes. And you know, if you think about these award winners, these accomplished scientists and corporations who are honored, they were all once little kids. And who got them where they are?
Their teachers.
Well, teachers.
Exactly.
Right?
That's a good way
Very
to put
cool.
it.
Yeah.
So when will you have the winners announced? It's going to be shortly.
We're going to be announcing the winners toward the end of January, beginning of February.
Right.
And then we'll be having the ceremony, of course, at the beginning of May.
We always know it's the first week of May.
It is the first Friday night in May. Yes.
Big awards go on. Absolutely. And we're glad to be part of that and just encourage everyone to take part in that. If people want to learn more about the awards, where can they go?
They can go to our website, CarnegieScienceCenter.org, and there's a special tab at the top that says awards.
You click it, and you get all the info there, and when the time comes, register for it and attend the event, because it's a great night to celebrate and shine.
That's exactly right, and I would be not minding my manners if I didn't say thank you to the Tech Council for your support over all of these years.
Wow.
We really appreciate what you've done
you
for us.
I think of you as someone who doesn't mind their manners.
Audrey, send the way in. That Ann is so manful. She's got the best manners we know.
It's like the best manners of anyone.
That's most of our Tech Vibe guests we have to correct.
The nicest thing anybody said to me all day, Audrey.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Wait, let's pop open the beer for you here.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're changing the face of what's happening here in Pittsburgh in a way that is just so important. Making sure it's accessible, making sure that you have the best of the best.
Yeah. Well, my co-director, Ron Bailey, and I are really thrilled that we are in the home stretch on this expansion project. We've been really working on this
project. Tell us about this expansion, because it's huge. Because, I mean, something that's been an asset for so long is now becoming even bigger.
We've been working on this plan, really, since 2010.
Wow.
And just now, it's becoming visible to the community.
Right.
We're under construction, well under construction, for the new PPG Science Pavilion, which is a riverside expansion on the existing Science Center building. And opening the theater last month was really just the first phase of the entire project. So we'll be opening a whole new suite of STEM learning labs for teacher professional development and for student activities. We're having a two-story traveling exhibition gallery, and so we'll be bringing in blockbuster exhibitions to Pittsburgh, exhibitions that currently don't come to the city.
Right, now they have the facilities to do it.
We have the facilities to do it, and right on the riverfront. And then the top level of the new PPG Science Pavilion is Point View Hall. It's an event and conference space with an extraordinary view of the point. Outdoor terrace will be a perfect place.
I've seen the mock-up. It's just amazing.
All kinds of events, yeah. And so we're very excited. We'll be opening that in the middle of June.
It'll be here before you know it.
2018, before we know it. We have to get through this dark winter of construction.
Exactly.
And then it will be summer again.
Construction. You timed it wonderfully.
Well, construction is never fun.
No.
But it's really fun to think about the end result.
Exactly.
And actually, I should say that the construction really is separated largely from our main experience.
You can experience all the goodness of the Science Center without the construction getting in your way.
Absolutely. Visitors can come and see us, and the miniature railroad is open, and that I know that's always a favorite during this holiday season.
It's that time of year. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
And
great.
Yes. And
so how many people come through this time of year? Obviously, you probably get, with the holidays, people are off. It's such a cool amenity, but people are home, and they're more focused, so they want to go and experience it. I'm assuming you get a nice spike.
Yeah. So I will say that we are the number one visited museum in Pittsburgh over the course of a year. We see about 500,000 on site.
500,000?
Yes.
That's
and
a lot of people.
And I would say that the period from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day
is like
really the biggest visitation. And also the summer. I mean,
I would think the summer.
Anytime school is out is when people come to the Science Center, but really it's all year round. And I always tell people who ask me this time of year about the miniature railroad, I say the best time to come and see us is probably the end of January. That's the best time to come and have the place to yourself.
It's cleared out.
And it's cleared out and the railroad is open and you can really spend time and have a great time.
I want to go see the railroad now.
You should come and see the railroad. You know, our new model this year is Primanti's, the original Primanti structure from 1933 in the Strip District. It's done in miniature.
Will it be a car with Primanti sandwiches driving?
You're too late for that.
Oh, man.
But you can look in the windows
inside
in the
windows
miniature
and
railroad.
Seeing and people getting French fries put on top of their sandwiches.
That's exactly right.
You have two-scale French fries that go on inside there.
That takes work to do, you know.
It does. No, absolutely.
How
cool is that? So, obviously, 2018, this is like probably one of the busier times. How long have you been the co-director of the Science Center?
Ron and I have worked together as co-directors since 2009.
Wow, okay.
And really the first thing we started to do when we were appointed was we started this strategic plan
that
we called Vision 2020.
Ah.
And this project is the fruit, really, of that plan.
You got two more years to 2020 to make this all happen.
We have two more years to 2020, yeah.
You could be ahead of schedule.
We are ahead of schedule, yeah.
Can you name it 2019?
Well, we really wanted to plan out all of the components that were needed for the Science Center to really move into its next iteration, and here we are.
So, can you take a deep breath pretty soon?
Oh, we hope so.
Not
for a few months.
I haven't seen you take a deep breath.
You're
going to
be saying you're going to say we have Project 2040 coming up next. And you're going to start all over again.
I haven't seen them stop since 2009.
I know.
Well, I think that the summer of 2018 is going to be really groundbreaking, and we're really excited to be welcoming visitors from the Pittsburgh area. But we think that the new traveling exhibition gallery will also attract a lot of visitors from outside our region, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. So, Anne, what are your thoughts on Nova Place here? I mean, to see Expedient, they're just literally almost double the size of their data center here. We're seeing all these crazy transformations with Ferris Properties. You know, being part of the North Shore and the North Side. I mean, how do you see our trajectory happening here now?
Yeah, it's such a vibrant place now, and it's a place that people are talking about, and there's a lot of buzz. And it's this kind of really solid corporate environment, but it's also all of the entertainment district, and it's really a vital part of our city. We're proud to be part of it. I mean, we were one of the early tenants.
You were one of the pioneers out here.
Yeah, and then Heinz Field came after us, and all of the development.
Forget about all that's happened since you guys have been here.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
and Rivers Casino and PNC Park, and now this, for this to be revitalized, it's really a great North Side story.
Absolutely. So we've got a couple minutes left. You know, with the holiday season in full gear, we've got to remind people of the great things that are happening. Star Wars is happening now.
Star Wars is happening now.
The train, of course. What else is going on at the Science Center?
Well, all of the interactive things, and one of our favorite days of the year is January 1st.
Okay.
That's called Mess Fest. And that's the day where we bring out all of our messiest, goopiest, sloppiest experiments.
Okay.
And it's a great day to come down with the little ones and see, play with Oobleck. You know what Oobleck is?
No.
It's a non-Newtonian substance.
It's pasty and feeling.
Mm-hmm. It's safe.
It's safe, right? Of course it's safe. And we paint and we slop and we do everything messy that day.
Do you do that?
Yeah, of course.
You jump in?
Oh, I don't jump in. No, nobody jumps in. Everybody just sticks their hands in the pool.
You're able to. I meant jump in sort of figuratively.
It's not the polar plunge, right?
I meant you go in and your hands dirty
and get all messy? It's a really fun day to get messy.
I love it.
And I'll tell you what else.
What's that?
The great thing that parents tell us is it's something to do on New Year's Day, because there's not a lot else to do on New Year's Day. And then you can leave all the mess at the Science Center and go home.
Exactly.
Do you have showers there for everyone to rinse off?
No. Well, the kids can rinse off. We have little aprons that the kids can wear so that they don't get their clothes completely messy.
Excellent.
Listen, keep up the great work.
Exactly.
We look forward to 2018.
Yep.
You're rocking it. You've been an anchor tenant of this area for longer than what is happening right now. So you should feel great about being part of the future.
Thank you. We're excited to bring it to Pittsburgh.
For sure. CarnegieScienceCenter.org.
That's it.
You can learn it all there and plan some fun stuff over the holiday break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio from Expedient. With Expedient, we're going to learn more about the expanded data center, all the great stuff happening here at Nova Place. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Head on over to Twitter at pghtech. We'll be right back after this quick break, I swear. We saved the absolute best for last. Our Tech Vibe neighborhood tour is coming to a conclusion, but we always do the T&Ts. We could be back at Expedient sometime soon.
Anytime, probably.
But we've been having just way too much fun hanging out in the new expanded data center here at Expedient at Nova Place on the North Shore, North Side. I always get the sides and the shores mixed up. We're north. It's a little bit north in the heart of it all. And we just had way too much fun interviewing some of the coolest people in the neighborhood in Pittsburgh's tech sector here at Expedient. And now we're talking to the guys that make it happen here at Expedient. We have David Burks and Rob Phillips here. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
First off, our minds are blown. We can't believe how cool your new data center is.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Give us some specs.
Well, we had 18,000 square foot of compute space here.
Yeah.
And we just that's the raised floor.
Right.
We're adding another 10,000 square feet.
Just 10,000?
Just 10,000 for now, until we fill that.
The overall expansion is almost 20.
But
you've got the conference room, you've got the operation support center, all of the switching gear and stuff. So out of that 20,000, 10,000 is usable raised floor space for our clients.
And even though it's really a data center in and of itself, it's all supported by its own infrastructure, power, cooling, all that sort of thing. It's part of 3,000 square feet over 11 data centers in 7 cities. So all tied together with a fiber network that will be expanding soon as well. So it's really just like having one giant data center.
Right.
It's really great so that you can really be backup and primary for almost anyone at any time.
Disaster recovery, backup, primary.
So, you know, it was interesting is talking to people about, and particularly those people who are in tech and doing services inside their companies, about how much they've been freed up. You know, very often that sounds like a sales pitch. But honestly, we've spoken with people who have just said, you know what, I took my eye off the ball by spending all this time trying to do the work that can be done by someone else who actually can focus on it. Well, it was really actually cool hearing that.
We see a lot of that. That's a big part of our push in the last few years. We started off, it was 90% of people bringing their own computers here, putting them in our space, and they were still managing a lot of that stuff.
Because they can't let them go.
Right.
Right. We like
it's
our stuff.
It's an emotional thing.
So, but now, right, so. Now much more, it's gone into infrastructure as a service, cloud computing.
Right.
And you're exactly right. We hear that all the time. You've got talented IT teams, and they have projects to do. They've got forward-facing business projects to work on, and they're constantly getting sucked back
right.
in because things keep breaking,
right.
things need upgrading, things need mm-hmm. patching. And what we're able to do by having them come into our infrastructure, we do all of that. I refer to it as plumbing work. We do all of that plumbing.
You do the plumbing
for them.
Work, right. And then they don't have to keep the expertise on their teams. They can get their tech teams closer
to their
to
critical,
the business.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And we've been saying that. We've been trying to sell that for years.
I know.
And you know, it was embraced
right.
somewhat, but now they're telling us, now it's like, look, we get it. We'll let you do the blocking and tackling,
mm-hmm.
and then we can focus on the critical part.
And once they start seeing how it actually works, they're like, wait a yeah. second here.
Someone who comes yeah. out of this world myself, people get attached to their stuff. You know, particularly people who have been in an organization for a while, they get attached to it. They get attached to having that be part of their work world.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a trust factor as well, too. Obviously, right. when you've been holding on to something for so long, to say, I'm going to let this over for you guys right. to take care of it.
Well, right, because they don't understand that their liability changes, right? So
right.
the shift of the responsibility and the partnership.
Yeah, but once they come here and they see what we have here,
right.
and they realize,
oh, we don't have that.
There's no way they
right.
can do it for any
right.
know, sensible amount
right.
of money. So, you know, they're actually more secure. Here
they realize it's probably a good move
right.
as far as it goes. So tell me more about the investment here. I mean, this costs some serious dollars to make this stuff happen. And I think you said this is part
of... And you've made that investment.
And you've made
really
that investment,
exciting.
Which is just... That's what's making Pittsburgh pop these days.
Yeah, I mean, they're putting $200 million into the facility overall here.
Right, at Nova Place,
And we're spending $14 million on just our...
That's, you're doing
great.
Your part.
Great,
you're
well,
doing
yeah,
your part.
Your part.
No, that is just so exciting for you as a company to be doing that. I mean, you would only do that if you're going to make money on this. And that's what it's about. You know that this is part of you growing Expedient and offering the best of breed services for your customers.
One of the great things about what Expedient is doing, data centers are very popular, front of mind industry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of venture capital involved. There's a lot of investment interest. When you see that investment interest, what you do is you start losing a little bit of local control. We've been very fortunate that we're privately held.
That's very unique, too, isn't it, for you to be privately held?
Absolutely.
Like
yeah. Absolutely. We're debt-free. So when we expand a data center, whether it's Pittsburgh, Boston, wherever it is,
right.
we put forth the plan to management. Management approves the plan. And
it happens. It's funded. It's done.
And
it goes.
And they
right.
fund it.
Exactly.
So
it gives you a lot more mobility, more flexibility.
Absolutely.
Because you're not beholden to outside investors.
Absolutely.
When you think of all the different ranges of companies that just exist in any city or any region, we, like any other place, have small to big. Where's your sweet spot? So where, you know, should someone who's in a startup and as they think about scaling start here and start putting their stuff here right away?
That's what's also unique about us. We can you know, talk to the mom and pops all the way
right.
up to the Fortune 100s, Fortune 50s, and have something to talk about.
So should people
offer.
Be thinking about this as they start, you know, getting their first round of investment, and, you know, even though they're small,
yes.
that this is an option for them.
It is
that
an option.
You
really
can grow with them,
yeah.
as
and
far
that,
as that goes.
That's our model of, you know, pay as you grow.
Right.
So we can offer you, you know, really, and it really, it's almost like an insurance policy. You know, you pay for as much security as you feel comfortable with or can afford.
Yeah. So, Rob, what do you say is the best thing about being at Expedient? I mean, you can be working anywhere you want, but you're hanging out here doing what you do.
The snacks.
The snacks?
Great snacks. Yeah.
Great snacks? What did you have for snacks today?
I like the peanuts myself, the honey roasted peanuts. But no, what's really great about the company is, you know, they always trying to skate where the puck's going to be.
Right.
And
makes
so
sense.
Ah. We spend a lot of time thinking about where the industry is going, yep. what customers are going to be doing in 5 years from now. So, for example, today, folks realize that they're not just forklifting an environment and putting all of it in a data center, or half of it in right. colo, or half of it in cloud.
Right.
They're looking at it from a workload perspective or an application perspective. And so where we're going to be in 5 years, the trend is going towards this multi-cloud strategy. And that's where customers will be looking at, okay, this application will be here,
right.
this application will be here. It might be a different technology platform. It might be a different cloud platform. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about Expedient, because we're looking at those things too.
Very cool.
And that's where we want to be able to offer you that multi-cloud.
How about you, David?
So just to dovetail off what Rob said, as you know, before I came to Expedient, I've been here 2 years, I worked for a company that was a vendor of Expedient, and it was all about trying to fill that space of need where the large manufacturers, and in our case, the large cloud environment, mm-hmm. not everybody is big enough to really move the needle
right.
for them. So it's not only about providing the service that the big boys maybe don't want to provide to a certain mm-hmm. size company, but it's doing it with the kid glove care. And it's the white glove superior service. Because if you go into, if you want to get into some of the larger enterprise size clouds, you've still got to have the team to do all that work yourself. You're still dealing with right. the migration yourself. You've
Makes
got
sense.
To know what yeah. you're doing. At that mid-tier, people want to get out of the hardware game and get into the cloud, but it's scary if you don't really have the on...
technology we were saying earlier in
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have the talent to do it yourself.
Right.
We have teams that will, on the front end, will help you figure out what you need, size it, and build it. We have teams that will help you on board as you come in. And on the back end, we've got client care teams that can help you with ongoing mm-hmm. issues. And it's a level of service. I mean, quite frankly, you know what I'm going to say next. It is... Western Pennsylvania, the Midwest. If you can do business in that area, and Pittsburgh is a super microcosm.
Yeah, right. absolutely. Right,
if
right.
you can get what you need in an infrastructure as a service cloud environment, but deal with a Pittsburgh company, you can get them across the table and look them in the eyes, that's way better than a 1-800 number that somebody may
absolutely.
Have to answer.
Absolutely.
So we're not only giving them the technical that they're looking for, the technical environment they're looking for, but we're still keeping it in that hand-holding, familiar presence.
Yeah. We can offer them the cloud they can touch.
The cloud they can touch.
It's a soft cloud.
And we're also now looking at ways of putting the cloud on their premise if they...
I've been hearing a lot about that service now, that people, they wanted to have the cloud, but at their location, so it's within proximity.
If they need that baby step, that's one way of doing it.
So I love it. Instead of hugging their own mm-hmm. servers, they can now hug their own cloud.
They can hug their own cloud. So in 2018, I see a lot of cloud hugging going on. what else will people be doing in 2018? We've got about a minute or so, and we got to wind up the show.
Well, Rob just gave a good insert to that. Is the next big thing is the ability for people to put the cloud in their data center. We see that as a next step for us as far as our disaster recovery product. We've got a unique and innovative disaster recovery product where not only if you declare a disaster do you have an infrastructure you can spin up, but we have the ability to flop over
wow.
your dynamic network, your IP
Very
space,
cool.
your firewalls, your load balancers.
Everything.
So it's really stepping beyond disaster recovery into business continuity.
Right. Right, never goes down.
Yeah, so once if we put the cloud on your site and we have that IP space to play with, then we can get really, really granular.
Absolutely.
And really drill down into keeping it resilient.
So we go to expedient.com and can learn all about this. And Audrey and I had way too much fun hanging out with you guys tonight.
Great.
We always do.
We love seeing this type of thing happening in Pittsburgh, and Expedient's been leading. I mean, Expedient's like, really, you guys have been around forever. I mean, really part of Pittsburgh's tech bedrock here, as far as that goes. Yeah. And being here in the new Nova place,
$14 million
expansion. Yeah. Oh, come on.
We're very happy to be part of the renaissance that's going on the north side.
You guys are driving it, man. Absolutely.
Anyhow. We're trying.
Yeah, come down and see us. I think everybody who came here today was quite surprised.
Definitely, man.
And said, wow.
Absolutely.
This has been here for a while.
Fantastic. Well, we're all out of time, but don't worry, more Tech Vibe Radio coming your way every single Friday, and I guarantee you in 2018 we'll be hanging out Expedient one more time, without a doubt. So much fun, so much fun. This has been Jonathan Kirstening.
And this is Audrey Musa.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.